I'm still on vacation time, so I should be in bed soon.
What's vacation? Why would you be in bed soon?
Because I don't ever get to sleep normally. So like when I'm on vacation, I actually like go to bed at a reasonable hour.
8 o'clock is not a reasonable hour. That's way too early.
You know, lay down, watch a movie, fall asleep whilst the movie is on. It's a good system.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know it's been a little while since we talked. Plenty of stuff's been going on. It seems like we go off the air, people get injured. We don't know what to think anymore with these Capitals. But joining me as always, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm good. How was Thanksgiving?
It was good. I stayed in the area. It was nice and relaxing. Just hung out with the fiance's family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a nice time. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Good. Got away for a little bit. Went to the beach. Did the Black Friday thing. I went out for Thanksgiving dinner, which was cool. It's good times. I got up at about 1:30. Started Black Friday shopping at 2 a.m. Got done around like 7. Fell asleep and then
like AM or PM?
AM. Oh man, AM. You know, had Thanksgiving dinner, came back, got a couple hours of sleep, got up at 1:30 in the morning, went out to the outlets, did some shopping, and went back to bed after that.
You know what I did for my Black Friday shopping? I used this thing.
Your phone?
My phone.
That's where I bought my big ticket items. You know, Amazon's a lifesaver. Those lightning deals. Even though they weren't as good as last year, I still was able to pick up some stuff there.
Wait, what is a lightning deal?
A lightning deal is on Amazon, and that is where different things go off like every 15 minutes. And you got to like watch it and wait for it, and then you got to click buy immediately. Because if it's a hot item, they'll sell out within seconds.
Where do you find that?
I don't know. I'll send you a link.
I was saying, you're welcome, everybody, in listening that Brandon has now told us about this thing that I didn't know about.
How did you not know about? That's like one of Amazon's big things. That's like one of their big selling points.
I don't know. It's not on their main page at the top. So, I don't know.
Man, you've got to get with it. All right, so let's talk about the Caps here. So since we spoke last, Capitals, they've had a good chunk of games. Last time we talked about it was putting a beating onto Pittsburgh. Then next game, three forwards go down in the span of one game. Looks like the Capitals won't be able to get out of it. But actually,
one game, span of like one period.
Yeah, exactly. It was TJ Oshie, Lars Eller, and Andrei Burakovsky. Oshie is still yet to play. What do you think has been the biggest impact out of those three, losing those three? Because, I mean, if anything,
they won that game.
They did win that game, which is great. Of course, Jay Beagle, being the savior of this team, as always, doing his thing. But to lose three forwards, they were rolling three lines. I think this is what everyone was saying, why it's so important to have four strong lines. Because if something like this were to happen, they can still finish a game. Not only finish a game, but win a game. That's the most amazing thing, too.
Yeah, they did it against a good team in the Red Wings and be able to come out and take to suffer. It's one thing to have like an injury or two during a game, but to have one in the or have three in the first 20 minutes is a little absurd, and you don't ever really expect to see that. And so for this team to be able to come out and continue to fight and to be able to win that game and play it in such a way that they did, where these guys are getting, players don't really get as many minutes as they are, or players that get a lot of minutes are getting even more. To see them be able to fight through that, well, I think was definitely you would have thought it would have been a nice little boost for them going forward, especially after the big win against Pittsburgh with the way they've been playing. You would have thought going off those two games that this team would be flying high. But that was not the case.
No, I mean, it's been a little up and down, up and down. They had a busy week, Thanksgiving week. I mean, end of the week, they played three games in the span of 4 days, only having off Thanksgiving. They had a loss to Columbus. But let me ask you, of those three injuries, which one, I mean, Oshie is still out right now, but which one do you think has the biggest impact on this team?
I mean, Oshie probably. I mean, the guy – well, I just knocked something off my desk. My bad. The guy scores – you know, he scores goals. He sets up other guys. He's one of their top players, and for him to be out is definitely not good for this team. I think losing Eller also hurt. Burkowski, I think, was more cautionary thing. He was in the next game. Eller missed the Columbus game, I believe, and he came back against St. Louis, and so he wasn't out for too long. But I think Oshie being out is definitely a thing. It's definitely bad. It sounds like it's, or they've been saying it's a shoulder injury. And so that's pretty bad when you use your shoulders a lot, when you're hitting someone, getting hit, shooting, moving as a human being. So hopefully he can get right soon, but they're still saying he's week to week. And so my guess is we don't see him, I want to say until probably after the Islanders game on the 13th, if not after Christmas.
Well, it's been kind of interesting to have Oshie. He practiced with the team on Friday. He then practiced with them again on Monday.
There's still no contact, right?
Still no contact, but he is out there on the ice, which I think is a good sign. Barry Trotz has already said this week is out of the question, so going forward we'll see what happens. But who do you think really – who can take Oshie's place on that top line? You know, we've seen already in the last couple games who it is, but – do you see anyone, you know, being more permanent as Oshie is out?
No. I know you want to say Beagle.
I wasn't going to say anything, but... Well, like right now on the top line, Burakovsky's filling in that role, but do you see maybe Tom Wilson, maybe somebody Justin Williams going up there and taking that role from Burakovsky?
No, I think Burakovsky or Johansson are your guys there. I don't see any need to mess with the team too much. Yeah, I mean, Oshie will be back eventually, and so I don't think there's any need to bump around guys as all too much. I think that the team's doing fine. I think that I'm hoping that the game against Toronto was just a blip and just some really bad play as opposed to being more than just that. And it was nice to see going with the Toronto game that Holtby came out and was – not very pleased with his teammates regarding their performance against the Maple Leafs. And so, I think that was just a blip on the radar. And I think that, you know, I'm hoping that Trotz keeps the lines together, keeps Burakovsky on the top line because kid's got talent.
Now, like you said, let's talk a little bit about what Holtby said about that Toronto game. He actually came out to the media and said this was embarrassing. Is that a good thing for your goalie to come out and tell the media that? I mean, Ovi's not the type of guy who's going to, like, you know, rah-rah the troops in the locker room. I think he's more of like a I don't know if he's a quiet leader or not, but he doesn't seem like the type of guy who's going to come out at the end of the game and be like, yeah, that one really sucked, guys. We'll get him next time, though. Is it good that kind of Holtby's the guy doing that?
When Holtby talks to guys, I'm imagining they listen. I mean, he's the reigning Vezina winner. If he says we play like crap, they play like crap, and he's probably not the only one saying it. I would have preferred he kept it quiet and not brought something out into the media. I don't like it when players bring things out into the media or the coaches or anyone on the team. I prefer they keep that stuff quiet. But I'm not too concerned about it. I think everything's probably fine. I imagine after that game they had a bit of a talking to from the coaching staff. And so, no, I think they'll be fine.
Now, coming up to fill in some spots while TJ Oshie was out, we saw Paul Carey come up from the Hershey Bears. Were you a little surprised?
That dude is fast.
So he's like, made an impression on you already.
He's got some wheels, dude.
So, all right, so tell me a little bit about him. Tell me a little bit about Paul Carey, because you and I were going back and forth after that Red Wings game about who was going to be brought up, and I was a little surprised it was Paul Carey and not one of the other options down there in Hershey who's been tearing it up, but obviously he's made an impression on you. What is it about
him? He's made an impression because he's fast. Like, dude's got wheels. He can get down that ice quick. No, I mean, the one thing we didn't really think about in the last show is how much – or how little salary cap space they had in terms of call-ups. And so that's why we didn't see a guy like Verona come up, that his contract is just too much, and they couldn't fit him under the cap at the moment. And so they brought up Carey, and I thought he filled in admirably. I don't know if he's the guy that's necessarily going to stick around. I mean, obviously he's not because they keep moving up and down, but I don't think he's their number one choice, but I think because of the financial restrictions with the salary cap, that was what they had to do for that particular case. It sounds like he's their guy, but if they – I mean, it seems like I'd have to go and look at what the cap situation looks like in regards to Travis Boyd, but it sounds like that dude's tearing it up. I think I recently read that he tied Vrana in points in Hershey, and if his cap hit is low enough, maybe he's the next guy they bring up.
You know, like you said, you and I didn't really bring it up last time about the cap hit, but man, the Capitals, they're staying close to that ceiling because this poor Paul Carey guy, I hope he's getting some, you know, travel miles or something logged on to some
account. That's not that far between Hershey and D.C.
But dude's getting
literally from Giant Center to Verizon. I'm going to do it right now.
He's going like up and down every day that they're not playing. You know, he's getting moved back down because they're hitting that cap ceiling with this guy. So obviously he's got the right amount of cash to his name. But man, I mean, going up and down, that's got to be a rough lifestyle. I don't know if that'll affect your game or not, but I kind of think it would affect mine.
All right. So let's say you had to, I mean, in the opportunity to go to play in the NHL, even if it's like, you know, you're going back and forth, you're not going that far. Like, it's not like back in the day when the Caps had Philly in Portland.
Right.
You're not going quite as far. It's a 2-hour drive. They probably, I mean, if you don't drive yourself, maybe they get you a driver. So you get to relax. But let's say you got to arrive at the arena by, well, you're probably different. Let's say you arrive at the arena by, let's say, 4 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, right? You got to leave her, it's like 2:20. 3 hours if there's bad traffic. You leave her on one. It's not like, you know, at the end of the world, you get up, you go to a light practice in Hershey. You probably don't. They tell you not to. Get in the car. You make your way down. It's about, you know, it's not that far from the – directly from the Giant Center to the Verizon Center. You can go down through Baltimore – well, around Baltimore. You don't go through it. That would be a terrible idea. Because of traffic, I'm not making fun of Baltimore. Like, literally going through the city would take longer. There's traffic lights, and you can't drive as fast.
Yeah, that's
it's same thing with any city. You'd have to go around them. It's usually faster, depending on the size of the city. But, no, I mean, it's got to be a little rough just in terms of the way things play out and how much traveling you're doing. But the opportunity to play at the NHL level, I imagine, is more than worth it.
That's a pretty good motivation. And I'm sure your paycheck goes up a little bit from AHL to NHL a little bit. So
I think it depends on the player. I can't find him on this. They don't have his salary on here. Oh, he's – all right. I don't know if they'd be able to call up Boyd. But if this is the issue where they're constantly having to call up players, not that Carey didn't play well, but if they have guys they want to call up and they can't because of salary cap issues, someone needs to move so they can free up some space. Like now or, you know, tomorrow, but sooner the better.
Like you said, nothing really wrong with Paul Carey. He's done well in these games. He's impressed you with his speed. I mean, obviously Barry Trotz is okay with him.
Well, Rico Fata also had speed. Doesn't mean that dude knows how to play in the NHL.
Correct.
The Caps are not that far behind. They're only, 3 points behind – is it the Rangers? I just closed the page like an idiot.
What a jerk.
I know. I suck. they're only a couple of points behind the – I mean, it's the Rangers. Load NHL.com. There you go. The Metropolitan, they're only 1 point behind the Penguins. The Caps play one less game. They're only 3 points behind the Rangers. The Caps play two less games. So it's not like they're far out of the standings in terms of the stupidly named Metropolitan. So I think they're okay. I mean, they're two ahead of Columbus. They got to keep winning so they don't fall behind them. I'd like to see that differential in terms of goals go up quite a bit. They're only a +9, whereas the Rangers are a +28.
Jeez.
That's pretty good. They've scored 85 and only given up 57. That's not bad. That's pretty good. Wow, Calgary's a -20. That's not good.
That's not good at all.
That's terrible. But yeah, I mean, you'd like to see some of these numbers change, and I'd like to see them make some salary cap moves, whether it's moving out Winnick, like I mentioned in the past, just because if you're not playing him quite as much and he costs 2.25 million a season, you move that out, that's a decent amount of cap space. And I have to imagine if they had the space, they don't recall Carey, they recall Vrana or Boyd and give them a shot, because these guys are leading the team in points right now. Or is it goals? I forget which.
I mean, it's the AHL. They could probably do
either way. They're doing no, but either way, I mean, like, they're doing very well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Paul Carey, I like what he's bringing. I would have liked to have seen another guy, but there is that salary cap issue. But again, Paul Carey's doing a fine job. Good for you, man. Another injury we got to talk about for the Caps. Matt Niskanen went down in that embarrassing Toronto loss. He is day to day. We don't know whether or not he's going to play against the Islanders. But in his spot, of course, we have Taylor Chorney, who we've seen the last year, step in when Brooks Orpik went down. We haven't seen him a lot this year because everybody's been healthy. But I like Taylor Chorney a lot. I like what he brings to the table. He knows his role. And yes, I would like to have Matt Niskanen on the ice. But Taylor Chorney, he's not a bad guy to have as a backup defenseman.
No, I don't mind having Chorney. I just don't want him out there necessarily all the time. And I think if someone was to go down, there's three guys that you really can't afford to lose. And that's Alzner, Niskanen, and Carlson. And hopefully Niskanen is just a minor thing. And if they're resting him for the game on Thursday, then it's okay. I'm not quite as concerned. But if it's something more serious and he's going to be out for a while, then that's a problem. And so hopefully it's a minor thing and he plays on Thursday. I think I'm going to the game on Thursday.
Oh, are you? Nice.
So my sister was like, let's go. And I was like, well, okay.
Are you going for the German Heritage Night? Because that Bierstein looks awesome.
Oh, is that what's – I can't get their website to load the freaking promotional schedule.
Yeah, it's German Heritage Night, and you get a beer stein with the Caps, like a German Caps logo on it. It is friggin' sweet.
Oh, is that what I'm getting? That actually sounds kind of cool.
Unless you're doing like the holiday pack or whatever, you're not getting it.
No. I think we're just getting general tickets. Why will the freaking promotional schedule not load on this website? I don't understand. Brandon, make it work. Niskanen being out is definitely a problem. This team is playing – I mean, he's playing well. He's definitely one of their top defensemen. He's on their top pairing. So,
yeah,
it definitely is going to hurt to have him out. But I think they can still definitely be able to overcome the Islanders.
I mean, day-to-day is one thing. He's not week-to-week like Oshie. He's not, we don't know, like Brooks Orpik was last year. So it looks like he's at least going to be practicing a little bit this week. I mean, maximum, maybe he'll miss, 2 to 3 games. I would think, but I think it was, he didn't finish the game, I think, just due to a precaution. Hopefully we see him sooner rather than later. But let's talk about another defenseman on this Capitals team who I think is going to be pretty popular come the end of this year. Carl Alzner, he's going to be, I believe, an unrestricted free agent. And with Brent Burns, who you're going to talk about later, getting a nice big chunk of change and a nice big contract. I think
he got some money.
He got some money and some years. I mean, he's going to be able to put some roots down. Alzner is going to be, he's got the big spotlight on him right now with Brent Burns off the market for 8 years or more. Alzner is the guy that everyone's going to want, and that could be a hefty ticket to keep for the Capitals. Do you see potentially Carl Alzner staying on this team next year, or is he going to be too expensive?
Hell yeah, he better stay on the damn team.
I mean,
he's one of their best defensemen. They cannot afford to lose a guy like Alzner. You keep him at all costs. They have, and I know we argued about this last time, they have the money or the ability to be able to keep their big-name guys that are going to be free agents. The problem is going to be they're going to have to move out a couple of guys that have been around a while, or you're going to have to move out some of these more expensive guys that aren't playing as well or as important as they used to be. Now, obviously, Brooks Orpik is the guy you want to get out from under the contract. He's not a bad defenseman for the team, but he's a third-pairing guy, and at $5.5 million, that is far too much money. So if they can get out from under his contract, then they're good to go going into next season in terms of being able to re-sign guys. We know that Orlov is likely gone to Vegas, and we'll talk about that team a little later. So that's a contract you're not going to worry about having to re-sign. And then you're going to have to re-sign Nate Schmidt, but I don't imagine that's going to be too bad. But Alzner is one of those guys that you definitely have to hang on to. And yes, he is likely going to get paid a considerable amount of money. However, I think his issue is going to be more somewhat compared to Burns, but he isn't – I mean, Burns, he scores a fairly decent amount. I mean, he got 75 points last season. Alzner does not. So I don't think Allsters is clearly going to be – he's not going to get, you know, the $8 million a year. Again, we're going to talk about Burns later, but that he's not going to get the kind of money Burns got, but he's going to get a decent amount because he's going to be one of the top defensemen available in the unrestricted market. So I think the Caps' best thing is to not let him reach that. They need to re-sign him before the end of the season so he doesn't reach unrestricted free agency. They ideally should have re-signed him before Burns got his deal because then they could dictate the terms a little bit better. But now they're in a little bit of trouble. He's going to be a little expensive. But if they can find a way to re-sign him, you do it.
I agree with you. I really want to see Alzner back. But again, like I said last time, if you want to keep guys like Kuznetsov and Alzner, you're going to lose a big name like Oshie. You're going to have to.
No, you're not. Stop it, Brandon.
I don't want to.
I already showed you how you can keep him around.
I don't want to.
You got to get a little creative.
And we'll see what McLeod
does. I'm telling
you,
man, it's possible. You just got to get creative.
I hope the Caps do, because I want all these guys to stay, but we shall see. So anything else we should cover in Caps world?
I mean, those two losses against Columbus, those are missed points. I mean, that hurts. That's bad. I mean, you can't – this is a team that you should be able to beat, and you're struggling. Now, given – their second one with the Phantom high-sticking call on Backstrom was kind of bogus.
Right.
I don't necessarily blame – I can't remember who it was. Was it Foligno? Who – I don't think he was necessarily faking that he got hit. I think it was something suddenly was in front of his face, and it's human – it's a natural reaction to be like, ugh. You know, just sort of like move a little bit or jolt your face a little bit or whatever the terminology may be. And the referee took that as he getting hit. So I think that was more on bad refereeing and less on the player trying to dive to some extent or faking getting hit. But yeah, the Caps kind of got screwed over there. But even in the end, they shouldn't be struggling in games against Columbus. And it's not necessarily a shot at Columbus, but the Capitals are clearly a better team right now. And they're just not playing like it against some teams.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hopefully the Capitals can pick this up. Columbus, I mean, in the division, in their conference, that really sucks that they're losing points to a team like that. But, I mean, I think the Capitals will fare, you know, down the road better. But, I don't know, Columbus maybe next year or the year after, they could be a pretty dangerous team. I mean, they've got some talent that we got to look after.
Yeah, no, Columbus – teams – ideally, you see teams that have been bad for a while, and they build up a lot of draft picks, and they draft these guys, like we saw with the Capitals, where they went out and they got Ovechkin and Backstrom, and a lot of they had like, you know, before he got hurt, and all these other guys that, you know, you had a lot of young guys like Fleischman, and at one point we thought Kloppis might be a guy, and a couple other players that Carlson and Alzner that you're building up, and you get all these young guys, and they build up, eventually they start to work together to be really good. You have the same thing happening in a lot of teams. Like you're going to see it in Toronto and Columbus. But they have to be able to get over the next step. And I don't think Columbus is there just yet. And I think that the Capitals should have been able to come out with more points than they did. Out of 4 points, they got one. And that's just not good enough.
I agree with you 100% there. So I think that's pretty much it for Caps World. So I guess it's time to move on to see what's going on with the Bears and the Stingrays, what's going on down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what is going on down on the farm?
Well, since we last talked, Hershey went 4-0-1, which is ridiculous.
Nice.
With wins over Syracuse, Wilkes-Barre, and 2 over Springfield. Also, head coach Troy Mann earned his 100th career win with the Bears, so congratulations to him. That is a pretty impressive feat. Hershey will be back at it with back-to-back games starting on Friday with a home-and-home against Lehigh Valley, of which that series will start on the road. And Sunday's game is at the Giants Center against Syracuse. If you ever have a chance, go to a Bears game. It's like 2 hours from the D.C. area, a little more depending on traffic, like an hour from Baltimore, right, Brandon? Something like that?
Yeah.
takes about an hour to get to the Giants Center. You go over, you get there a little early, go to Chocolate World, you know, go get some free candy, or go overpay for some candy if you buy stuff, as opposed to getting that free little bit they give you at the end of the ride. But yeah, definitely head out to Giants Center and go see a game. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 3-2 with wins over Colorado, Norfolk, and Atlanta. The team announced that their teddy bear toss – I know you want to know this information, Brandon.
Yes.
Their teddy bear toss will be on December 9th.
All right.
So I know you're excited. You're going to watch for that video.
I'm ready.
The Stingrays will be back at it with three games in a row, all away games, all of them against Greenville. Now, starting on Friday through the following Saturday, they play Greenville five straight times.
Five?
So many fights are going to happen. So many. And I'll be like, Trump, so many. So I can't do Trump's voice, but he's – anyways – so many pit fights. It's going to be ridiculous. That ECHL schedule makes no damn sense. I've never been to a Stingrays game. If I'm ever in South Carolina, I would love to go to a game at the North Charleston Coliseum. It sounds very cool. But, yes, that's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, so let me tell you what you do for Hershey Bears games, especially in December. The brewery that makes Mad Elf is based in Hershey. So what you do is you make a day of it. You go to the Hershey Bears game.
Mad what?
Mad Elf.
What the hell is that?
It is a very popular holiday Christmas ale that everybody gets, you know, in a little gift bag or whatever because it's festive and all that crap. But you can go to that brewery and check out the Mad Elf right on Hershey Park Drive is where they're located. So that's pretty cool. Go through a guided tour, tasting room, all that stuff. And then you go to a Hershey Bears game and enjoy some puck. That's what you got to do. All right, so that is it for what's going on down on the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, I don't know if you've been living under a rock or not, but hey, guess what? The new Vegas team got a name, and there's plenty of other stuff going on around the NHL. So, Coach Dan, let us know what's going on around the NHL.
Before we head out to Vegas, let's start in Florida, or maybe even Carolina, technically, as the first head coach to be fired happened as Florida fired Gerard Gallant and assistant coach Mike Kelly after the team started the season with a 10-11-1 record. Now, I get that the GM wanted to fire the coach because they were not playing well, and apparently there was some disagreement regarding the style of game they were playing and the differences about how the team was moving forward and blah, 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 blah. But the fact that they fired them after the game in Carolina – and then told him that he's going to have to find his own way home is messed up. I mean, there's pictures of him and the assistant coach that was let go standing outside the arena in Carolina with their bags waiting for a cab.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Like, let the dude come back, then you let him go. But for you to be like, peace out, find your own way back to Florida – that's a dick move.
That is a douche canoe move. And what
F that guy. That's messed up.
If you want to let somebody go like that, you at least give them a little bit of dignity and don't make them wait outside where all the press is to get photos or whatever. Maybe, you know, have an Uber on standby.
Cab ready for him or something.
And let him go through, like, you know, where the players come in or whatever. I mean, that is just the douchiest of moves I've seen. I mean, the poor guy is all over Twitter waiting for the cab, getting in the cab. I mean, that just sucks. I mean, the guy just lost his job. That really, you know, that's affecting him, his family, everybody. That just sucks. That is real low.
It definitely shows a lack of class from the Florida Panthers organization right there. Like, without question.
No wonder all of your home games are not even a quarter of the way filled. If that's the way you treat your staff, your fans are going to know that's the way you treat them now. Now you're going to have, instead of having 20 people in your stands, you're going to have maybe 10 douches.
Brandon, tell us how you really feel. Let's move over to San Jose, where they have signed defenseman Brent Burns to an 8-year extension worth a reported total of $64 million. Let me bust out my calculator, tell you that comes with a cap hit of $8 million per year. Alzner is not making $8 million per year, but his contract and annual value just went up by a decent amount. And finally, as you were bringing up earlier, the newest NHL team has a name, as the league introduced us to the Vegas Golden Knights. Brandon, it's terrible.
All right,
I don't like it one bit.
Okay.
And as you brought up and I saw earlier, they might be in some trouble for picking that name. Now, before we get to that, let's begin. First, they got rid of the loss in Las Vegas.
That's really stupid.
So, sure. Like, if they went with a name, and I saw someone talk about this earlier, if they went with a name, like, it actually might have been a Russian machine, like Vegas Aces, getting rid of the loss, I'd be like, all right, that's actually not that bad. I like the sound Vegas Aces. Like, Las Vegas Aces is good, but Vegas Aces kind of rolls off the tongue a little better.
Uh-huh.
That's just me personally. But the Golden Knights, like, I know why he wanted to go with Knights. He wanted to go with Black Knights because he went to
West Point.
West Point, thank you. I totally blanked on it. And they have they're called the Black Knights.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to go with that name, but West Point was like, no, thank you. No, sir. You may not do that. So they went with Golden Knights because Vegas Gold, that actually makes sense. But now they're apparently in some trouble for doing that as well, or maybe in some trouble for doing that as well. But the NHL, did you watch the introduction thing?
I did. Please tell me you saw it.
I did not.
Oh, my God.
I read that their PowerPoint video or whatever it was didn't load. Their helmet looks like a ripoff of the guys from 300. And, no, it's terrible. They botched the whole thing.
All right, let me just start with the press conference at first, okay? I'm somebody who works in television, who works in video, audio, all that kind of stuff, okay? These guys did a presentation, and they got probably they cheaped out and got guys that there's two things that may have happened. They either cheaped out on the video tech people that are there, so they were inexperienced, new, and they were giving them the best rate, or they said, hey, we want to do a special video to show everybody, because let me tell you, presidents of companies love videos to show at conferences because they think that they made it. But and they put this video together and didn't give them enough time because they're like, ah, it's a 3-minute video. You can cut that together in a day. No, that takes like, you know, a week or more to perfect to get it down to what you exactly wanted. So they're like, all right, guys, before we show you the name and have this big presentation, here's a video to recap how this all started. And it's Gary Bettman for 5 seconds on the screen. And then it just goes to Vegas placeholder and a time code. So I don't know if their computer system crashed or if the video like didn't get output correctly from the editing software or whatever, but that went terribly. And they're like, all right, guys.
They botched it completely.
They botched it, yes, 100%. So they're doing a talk with the president, and he's like, let me tell you, our team's going to be better opening night than that video package was. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And they're like, all right, can we go? Can we show this? And they try again. And it still doesn't play. So I bet you it was like, you know, they did this on Apple and now they have it on a PC, or they're running it off of a thumb drive that isn't strong enough of a lap, you know, plugged into a laptop that sucks or whatever. But after like 2 or 3 tries, George McPhee goes on and goes, all right, just do the countdown. And they do the countdown to the name. And then the name comes up on the screen. And that actually worked. The Vegas Golden Knights. Now, the trouble they're in now is that the Army parachute team – I read this on Russian Machine Never Breaks, by the way. The Army parachute team is called the Golden Knights. Now, here's the thing. You can be like, oh, well, you know, he wanted to – the gold Vegas. He wanted the Black Knights. Couldn't get that. He just switched colors. They asked the Golden Knights to parachute in to the press conference.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they knew that name already existed, and they still went with it. This team is like, I mean, I wish all the best of the world to this team, but come on. What leadership is that? That's just unoriginal.
I hope Orlov enjoys it.
Oh, my God. That entire thing was just an embarrassment. The whole press conference, I thought it was really cool. The NHL did it all on Facebook Live. I'm like, good use of technology. I didn't have NHL Network where I was, so seeing it on Facebook Live was awesome. I love that. That was a great idea. Now, like you said, the logo. I'm not, like, you know, 100% against the logo, but the more I look at it, I like the fact that, you know, the helmet comes down and it does a V for Vegas in the helmet. That's cool. But like you said, yes, it looks like a reject from the 300 movies. Like, this should be at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. That's what it looks like. And the logo looks like a shoulder logo. Like, it doesn't even look like...
I do, you know, their secondary logo I actually do like a lot.
I don't know, have I...
It kind of looks like they should be helping Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy, but I do like their secondary logo.
Let me look that up. I think I've seen it already. I know the helmet. Is it like a shield? Yes, okay, there it is. It's like a star and two swords.
Yeah, I like it. That was actually pretty good. And that's a good secondary logo.
Let me just say, like, the font and everything where it actually spells out Vegas Golden Knights, I like that. Like, if they had that on their chest.
That name sucks.
Well, yes, but, like, I like the logo for the actual team name, like the Washington Capitals, that logo. This one for the Vegas Golden Knights. I dig that with the two stars on each side of Vegas. Now, if that is on the front of their jerseys and the helmet's on the shoulder, I'm okay with it, but that is definitely not what it's going to be.
No, not a chance.
No.
But, yeah, that's news from the past 2 weeks. That's what we found in the NHL.
Now, let me tell you, I've got some friends. My buddy Josh from the Call Podcast, my friends Barry and Aubrey. We are going to do a Caps Vegas weekend next season.
Jeez, I'm sure that's not going to end poorly.
So you are invited. We could podcast from Vegas.
Oh.
So, just letting you know, that's the plan. See a Caps Vegas game out there. I'm all for it. All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, or you would like to join us on our Vegas excursion, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also occasionally find something, if I ever actually get around to writing something new, over at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which, Brandon, why do you not – it's not a bobblehead, but the new Funko Ovechkin thing that I picked up from Amazon over this past weekend. What are you doing, slacker? How come you haven't gotten it yet?
You know me, I am a big Funko Pop fan. I am a collector, but it is the holiday season, so a lot of my money is going towards buying gifts for other people. And my hope that someone
goes... You gotta spend on yourself sometimes, buddy.
I have, believe me. But I just gotta say, you know, my Amazon wish list is out there. If anybody wants to get me the red jersey or the Canadian exclusive white jersey of the Ovechkin
Funko Pop. Yeah, explain that to me.
What's that?
Why is there an exclusive Canadian one?
All right, so obviously you don't collect Funko Pops. They are pretty much
some.
Making all or the majority of their money by doing limited edition, alternates, special exclusives for specific companies or whatever. So like Walgreens, Walmart, Target, GameStop, Barnes & Noble, Entertainment Earth, Amazon, they all get exclusive variants or exclusive versions of the same pop. So Canada, a store up in Canada whose name escapes me right now. I don't know the Canadian store's name, but they are getting exclusive away jersey of all the NHL Funko Pops. So I'm a little bummed that I can't just go to a place and get one. They are on Amazon, both versions, so I would like to go on there and get those. Let's see. The last Funkos I bought, I got Negan from The Walking Dead. I got Cosmo from Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was at a specialty store exclusive. You could only get it at independent comic book shops, which they then upcharge you to $20 a pop, which a little much. And I also got Kevin Owens, Bray Wyatt, and Seth Rollins from the WWE. The Seth Rollins being an FYE white attire exclusive. See these exclusives, man. They're getting out of hand now. That's all they are. Exclusive, exclusive, exclusive. If you're not exclusive, then you're nothing. But I need that Ovi. I need both Ovis.
Nah, I'm good with the red one. But yeah, somehow that was CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, why don't you tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
You think Caps Outsider is going to put the Funko Pop in their bobblehead line?
They Funko has some bobbleheads.
Yeah, well, that's because Hasbro has exclusive deals to make toys with specific properties. So their workaround is to make them bobbleheads and not toys. But anyway, like the Holt Beast is in the bobblehead lineup. They should have the Ovechkin in the bobblehead lineup. Should I talk to these guys?
I'll talk to my guy over there.
You do it. All right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and on Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. Like us over there. Follow us. Do whatever you got to do. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. All right, guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you guys to please spread the word about the show. Write us an iTunes review. Go on social media. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I am a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. All right, guys, until we talk again, let's go over some of these games. On Thursday, December 1st, it is the holiday season now. We're in December. The Capitals are up against the New York Islanders. That game's at 7 o'clock. You can see that on Comcast Sportsnet. Let me tell you one thing that happened to me last for this Toronto game. So I was on vacation, and I asked the bar, which I was at a vacation, you know, a summer vacation place, so it wasn't really crowded. I asked the bar if I could watch the Caps game. I had to explain them and literally take the remote out of their hands to tell them why the NHL Network was not how you would watch the game. Because they're like, it says it right there, Capitals against Toronto. And I'm like, I understand that, but the NHL...
I can see that with my eyes.
But if you look at the crowd, everyone's in Red Wings stuff. They're in Detroit. And that's not who the Caps are playing right now. You need to go to one of the local channels like CSN. And on Comcast, CSN Plus is labeled TCN. So, like, the bar guy was very confused. So I literally had to take the remote and show him, like, what channel.
He was like, dude, I got this. Give me the pick.
I know what I'm doing, all right? So if you're ever at a bar and they don't know what they're doing with hockey, just take the remote and tell them you know what you're doing. All right, so on Saturday, December 3rd, the Capitals are back down in Florida in Tampa up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That game is at 7 o'clock locally here on Comcast Sportsnet. On Monday, December 5th, the Capitals are back home in D.C. up against Buffalo. That game's at 7 o'clock. You can see that locally on Comcast Sportsnet. And then on Wednesday, December 7th, the Capitals back home. Oh, this is a Wednesday night rivalry night. The Capitals are up against the Boston Bruins. That game is a nationally televised game on NBC Sports. It will start at 8 o'clock. So, I mean, Boston and Washington doesn't have that big of a rivalry, but do you have a special rivalry, a memory of these two teams, like something that sticks out in your mind?
The Caps' Joel Ward goal in Game 7.
That's a good one.
Boston was the reigning Stanley Cup champion. That's probably my biggest one.
That's a good one. I remember this was like Holtby's first stand against an NHL team. I remember, I forget who it was on the...
Rich Peverly.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Takes a swing at Holtby, and dude doesn't even flinch.
He almost like, you kind of see him being like, can I help you?
Oh, did you want to get the puck into this net? Nah, I can't let that happen. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's my job to stop you, you jackass, for swinging his stick. She's trying to get her Holtby skin. Holtby's like, what? What do you want?
Come on, man. All right, guys. Hey. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. We're on to the next couple holidays coming up. So everybody, do what you got to do. Relax. Enjoy some hockey until we talk again. Everybody, say it loud. Say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
dude, I'm seeing this mug thing for the German Heritage Night. That actually is pretty cool. I really want one.
I really want
one. Is it one for everyone?
If you buy a ticket for the Heritage Night, the $56 tickets.
Wait, so you have to buy that particular ticket to get the beer stein thing?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, so I can't just buy a ticket off StubHub and get one?
No.
Oh, well, that's lame. But I'm not spending that much money just for a mug. I'm getting my tickets for like $26.
You also get to hang out with Philip Grubauer after the game.
I mean, I like the player, but no thanks.
Because he's German.
No, I know that. Thank you. I'm aware.